Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama campaigned in Miami's Little Havana yesterday. Obama has proposed to loosen restrictions on how often Cuban Americans can travel to Cuba and how much money they can send to their families there. Now, most Americans can agree or disagree on an idea like that without too much commotion, but passions on this subject run high in South Florida. NPR's Greg Allen has the story.
Barack Obama draws large crowds at campaign events in Iowa and New Hampshire, but probably not like this.
Miami, no Tierra Llama. Miami, no Tierra Llama.
Welcome to Miami. Across the street from this event at the Miami-Dade County Auditorium, some 40 conservative Cuban Americans and one bullhorn dominated the scene. One sign read, "Obama surrenders to Castro's policies." For people outside of South Florida, it might seem an overheated response to a fairly modest proposal. In an op-ed piece in the Miami Herald this week, Obama proposed rolling back restrictions imposed by President Bush in 2004 so as to allow Cuban Americans to travel to Cuba and send money back as much as they like. Outside the auditorium on the other side of the street from the Obama protesters, Raiza Fernandez was with a group of pro-Obama Cuban Americans. She held a sign that said, "Little Havana loves Obama."
We are not in favor of Fidel or the government. We are in favor of family travel. I believe that the more we connect with the people of Cuba, the faster change comes.
For Cuban Americans, the location Obama chose for his speech has historical significance. It's where in 1983, President Ronald Reagan made a speech castigating Castro with the applause line, "Cuba sí, Castro no." It's a speech that's credited with galvanizing Cuban Americans into a solidly Republican voting bloc. As important as Cuban Americans have been to the GOP in Florida, there are signs in recent years that the community is less solidly Republican. Growing numbers of Cuban Americans are registering independent or Democratic. That's the group Obama appealed to yesterday. He said there are few better ambassadors for freedom than Cuban Americans.
That's why when I'm president, I'll grant Cuban Americans unrestricted rights to visit family and send remittance to the island. Because that's the way to bring about real change in Cuba, through strong and smart diplomacy, not just tough talk.
A moment later, in a tone nearly as forceful, Obama reassured the crowd that he would not lift the U.S. trade embargo of Cuba. He seemed to be trying to counter the firestorm of outrage he's drawn in the past week from hardline Cuban Americans and conservative talk show hosts who believe even occasional travel to see family reinforces a tyrannical regime. Ninoska Perez has been talking about Obama and his proposals on her show on Radio Mambi.
When you are talking about freedom to travel, you are talking about revenues that go to the Cuban government. What are they used for? Repression.
One reason Obama's proposal causes so much tension is that it tests a fault line that's growing more apparent in South Florida's Cuban-American community. While Perez and other commentators and leaders resist loosening travel and remittances, polls show a majority of Cuban-Americans want the very things Obama is proposing. That's especially true among more recent immigrants who still have close family and friends on the island. But there's also an older generation of Cuban Americans that's looking for a new approach to Cuba. In the audience yesterday, 72-year-old Isidro Borja said he was a former Republican who now believes the embargo should be lifted. He agreed that Obama's proposals fall far short of that.
Absolutely, but he's the first person that has made this an issue, a national issue, which we've been trying to do for many years. And I praise Senator Obama because he has the guts to say it as it is.
Some of Obama's rival candidates on the Democratic side go further. Senator Chris Dodd and Congressman Dennis Kucinich both want to lift the embargo. But it's Obama's proposals that have given Cuba policy new prominence, forcing other candidates to react. Republicans Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney criticized the Obama proposals, as did Democratic Senator Hillary Clinton, who said until Democratic change comes to the island, it's too soon to talk about changing U.S. policy toward Cuba. And for Obama, while his proposals have generated lots of talk and headlines here in Miami, there's always a risk. In venturing into the stormy seas of Cuban-American politics in South Florida, he may end up alienating the very voters he's hoping to win over. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.